tuition, get some socks for Wozie, get ready for this day with Warren, my hair and nails done, and,
Krista, put my phone down!
Tell me what you want, tell me what you see, where you wanna go, what you wanna be. If you have a dream, you can make it there with a lot of work and a lot of prayer. If you take your time, gotta be precise, gotta have a plan, double check it twice. Wait, hold up. Slow down, still gon' need advice. Someone's gone before, maybe talk to them. Then after you do, go and talk to him. Great is gonna come, maybe not tonight. Take your time today, future's looking bright.
Got a lot of friends, made a lot of ends. Twitter, you the trendy, my Bentley Benz. But you moving kinda fast. Keep sweating, you gotta make it last. Live every day like it's your last. But don't forget to have a blast.
Greetings, 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 my dear sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. All right, so this angel appears to Zacharias while Zacharias is in the temple. And we talked earlier about the science of the sun, moon, stars, and planets in the temple, the science of masculine and feminine, the science of energy, the science of positive energy, masculine, negative energy, or charge, positive charge, masculine, negative charge, feminine. Not negative in an evil, but negative in the sense of opposite of positive. Those charges creating energy. And we talked about the science of metallurgy and the science of smelting. We've talked about that before. And we talked about the bronze. And we talked about the ability to spiritually discern truth and justice by looking at the elements of the universe and how not to use that for the wicked, but use that for righteousness. So when we see this angel appearing to Zacharias in the temple, think of all of that science, sisters and brothers. Now, the angel told Zacharias, when Zacharias saw this angel, trouble, fear fell on him. And the angel said in verse 13, "Fear not, Zacharias, thy prayer is heard. And thy wife, Elizabeth, shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." So Zacharias was praying. The word prayer is diaces, Greek side, 1162. Need, indigence, want, privation, penury. Now let me see if I can research the name definitions of some of these words. Penury is defined as poverty, destitution. See, sisters and brothers, the church has been taught, the religious community has been taught not to see politics. All of this scripture is politics, Genesis to Revelation. The church and religious community has been taught to teach Jesus and the characters in the scripture and detach them from the condition of oppression and poverty suffered by them under the brutal, wicked, demonic hands of Caesar, Roman Empire, Roman Senate. So was Zacharias praying to the Most High about the extreme poverty and destitution suffered by his people? Was he a priest that cared not about his people like some of us? Or was he a priest that was saying, you know what? I'm functioning in my priest role. I'm in the temple, but I see that the people need justice. I see that the people need righteousness. I want to produce a child through my wife that will help to bring truth, justice, and righteousness to my people. That's who Zacharias was. Privation. Let me see now. Privation is defined as a state in which things that are, watch this, sisters and brothers. Privation is a state in which things that are essential for human well-being, such as food and warmth, are scarce or lacking. So, sisters and brothers, we have to conclude that Zacharias was a man that loved his people, loved the oppressed, loved the fatherless, loved the widows, loved the sojourners and travelers and immigrants, loved those who were disenfranchised and disinherited of their land, wealth, and resources, denied education, denied health care, denied everything in this life. Privation has to do with being denied that which you need, that which is essential, that we live as a full and complete human being. So Zacharias was praying to the Most High. Zacharias knew the Old Testament, knew that every time the Most High would deliver the oppressed, deliver the afflicted. See, the African Hebrew Israelite nation, I believe in chapter 4 of Exodus, are referred to as the firstborn of the Most High, servant of the Most High, and they must be delivered to do the will of the Most High. And the will of the Most High is to stand for liberation, freedom, justice, and equality. This is what Zacharias was praying for. And so his prayers were heard, and his wife, sacred masculine, sacred feminine, working together to carry out the promises, the oaths, the Sabbaths remembered by the Most High. We must remember the principles of Sabbath, the principles of alleviation of all debt, the principles of elimination of debt and debt slavery, and returning of the land to the original owner. So they have a son whose name is John. See, we have to keep in mind Atum, the spirit of Atum, calling forth the names, calling forth the names. And in the names, in the definitions of the names, we see the mission of that one. And we must see that all of these names represent invisible forces in the universe that we have the power to call alive within ourselves, so that we may bring order to this turbulent world, order to this chaotic world. These that are supposed to be Herods, these that are supposed to be heroic, commissioning death, hell, destruction, turbulence, chaos, creating a condition that poor, oppressed men in the Arab world, in the Muslim world in Europe, poor, have nothing. So someone says, join us, fight for Islam, and we'll feed you and clothe you. They don't know that this is a CIA operation created, CIA-created organization, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. So these poor people, they join Al-Qaeda. These poor men who have been denied the essentials, suffering privation, suffering penury, suffering lack of food, clothing, shelter, education, healthcare, so on. They're desperate. So someone working for the CIA under the name Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, come to them. Say, join us. We'll feed you, clothe you. Go to Afghanistan. Go to Pakistan. Go to Syria. Create hell and chaos and havoc. And say you're doing it under the name of Islam and Allah. And it's all a lie, fictitious narrative, CIA operation. Islam, Quran, means waters of noon, total oneness and peace and connection and righteousness and truth and rest. That's Allah. That's Islam. So these have been deceived just like we have been deceived. We have been made desperate. So we want food, clothing, shelter, want an education, join the military. So we go about, join the military, create chaos, turbulence, kill and destroy. Just like Al-Qaeda, kill and destroy. Chaos all over. So Atum is calling us forth to bring order to a chaotic, turbulent world. In Ukraine, chaos in the Ukraine, near around Russia and those areas in Europe, we see McCain and others going to the Ukraine saying, yeah, don't join with Russia. Join with the European Union and go out into the streets and demonstrate and be angry that your Ukraine president wanted to join with Russia. You know that Senator McCain loves warfare, bloodshed, and death and division. So we say we have to study politics. We have to study how and why people are maneuvered into actions that bring chaos and turbulence. Atum wants that we understand these things so that we may bring order. So this man, this son is going to be named John. These names are the invisible forces in the universe that we must call forth within ourselves. John, Jehovah is a gracious giver. See, Zacharias was praying on behalf of his poor people, on behalf of his oppressed people who were suffering all manner of oppression, death, hell, destruction, and indignities. And so this man, John, the son, child, boy, which represents all of us having this attribute, represents Jehovah as the gracious giver. Jehovah, Yahweh, is existing, living. So the principles, characteristics of the universe that are living and existing for all is always gracious and giving. And the word grace, research these names for yourself. When you get into the Hebrew, Yohannes or Yochanan, and then you detach kanan from that word and follow that etymological root, you come to grace, you come to that power that turns us to all that gives us joy and happiness and blessings in the universe, and then you follow it all the way to the end, and it comes to a word that has to do with the power to lay a siege. And words related, a military exercise. What is this teaching us? That the people, the oppressed, are suffering under a system of death, hell, and destruction. Under the control of the Roman Empire then, modern day Roman Empire today, the financial institutions, the war industrial complex, the government under the hand and control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, they are all oppressing and destroying. So it takes an act, almost a military action of the Most High, laying siege on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Because we're suffering day and night from the military barrages, the economic warfare, political warfare, absolute bloodshed and warfare coming from the wicked ruling class. So out of the grace and mercy of the Most High, because the Most High loves the oppressed and the poor and the afflicted. This name John, Yochanan in the African Hebrew, means that the Most High will lay a military siege on our behalf to protect us from the wickedness of Satan, the devil, and the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Oh, man. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. So this power of grace coming to birth, not just within these two people, but this power of grace coming to birth within we, the human family. Verse 15, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. This reminds me of the Nazarene vow. They always show John the Baptist with dreadlocks. He's an African dreadlock, Ethiopian, African Hebrew, coming like the ancient Nazarene. And Nazarene, meaning sanctified and set apart. He is sanctified and set apart for the work of the Most High in preaching this message of revolution, evolution, liberation, deliverance to the masses. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. We're looking at womb. We're looking at sacred feminine. We're looking at sacred masculine, seed of life, germ of life called sperm. Now, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, in the African Hebrew language, is feminine. So we're looking at the sacred feminine working here. They changed her, neutered her in the Greek language, transgendered her into masculine in the Latin language, but we know that spirit in the Hebrew is feminine, ruaka kadosh. That spirit, feminine animating power in the whole of the universe, in every atom, molecule, proton, neutron, electron in the universe, that power that is also Christ, that power of the mind, that power of emotions, that power of disposition, meaning what type of spirit do you have, do we have? Is that spirit under the control of unrighteousness or under the control of righteousness? When you study the word spirit, which is rendered here ghost, this is what we come to understand. And that word holy is the word that is used for the church, mosque, cathedral, synagogue. That word was used for the deities, holy, holy of holies, temple, synagogue, holy of holies, deity. That word was also used for rulers, a king, a ruler, a Caesar. So what we do is we take this word and we apply it to each other, and we see each other as sanctified and holy and worthy of reverence, worthy of love, worthy of respect. Verse 16, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Now, the children of Israel were referred to by the Most High as his and her firstborn son. This is a people, but Israel represents the whole human family, as all of us had pre-incarnate existence with the Most High, Jeremiah 1:5. We are Christ in human flesh. So we are all Israel. We have the power and strength to prevail. Research the definitions of these words. That power and strength to prevail is within you, within me. But the wicked ruling class have disconnected us from that strength and from that power. So, John, Yochanan, is to turn the children of Israel to the Most High. And that mechanism to turn is also defined as grace. But that turn to worship of the true God. Turn to love and obedience of God. Turn to the love for the children. See, this system causes us to turn our backs on the youth and the babies and the children, and to perpetuate a system that is destructive to the children. When they pass this budget that cuts programs for men, women, boys, and girls, that's not love for the children. When these wicked ruling class and ruling families actually purposefully bankrupt a city like Detroit, I gotta write this down in my notes. I was looking at my dear Caucasian brother, Richard Wolf. Capitalism Update, I believe it is referred to, for the month of December of 2013. He talked about how the Obama administration bailed out General Motors for around $60 billion, I believe it was, roughly $60 billion, and forced GM to, from here out, deprive new hirees of making the top wage, creating a two-tier wage system, purposefully, perpetually impoverishing the new hirees at about $14, $15 an hour, not a living wage at all. And also, while saving GM, not for the benefit of the workers, but for the benefit of the CEO and the board of supervisors, save them at $60 billion, roughly, sold the company back to the shareholders for around, what, $40, $50 billion, losing $10 to $20 billion in the process. Meanwhile, Detroit goes bankrupt and could have been saved by spending $14 billion. You save a company at around $60 billion, not for the benefit of the people, but for the benefit of the shareholders and for the benefit of the board of supervisors. And then you allow a city to be destroyed and could have been saved at $14 billion. Families bankrupt. Families denied that which they need that is essential that they may live as a human being. In order to pay off those investors in the city and those bankers and financial operators, you go into the pensions of men and women who worked for those pensions, suffered for those pensions, deferred raises so they could have pensions. Now you steal from men and women who made an honest living. So their deprived income, you think their children are not going to have to make up for that income? You think this is not sufferation put on babies and children? And now you have a situation where in Florida, those older people that will retire and go to Florida, now you have where Florida might suffer and the babies and the children. So we say, turn back to the love of the children. Turn back to the love of wisdom and righteousness. Look at how we can understand these scriptures better when we go into the definitions of the words. Verse 17, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias. Listen to these names. Let me see if I can hit this word, Elias. Elias is my God, is Jehovah. And when you get to the African Hebrew, which is Eliyah, pronounced Elijah by some, but the Jah put a Y there, and you got Yah, Eliyah, my God is Jehovah, or Yahoo is God, or my God is Yahweh, Yahuwah. And we're talking about existing. We're talking about living. And the God part here is El, having to do with strength. And so we say that our strength, our power comes from existing, comes from living. The power of the universe to give life and existence for all is our strength and our power. And when we tap into that strength and power, we realize who we are and the power that we have to bring order into our lives, order out of chaos, order out of turbulence. We are Eliyah. We are Elijah. All of these names, sisters and brothers, have to do with the invisible power and force that is within us. The power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. I want to hit that word power right quick. Power, dynamis, strength, power, ability, power to perform miracles, the power of morality and excellence of the soul, the power that comes with riches and wealth, the power that comes from numbers, the power that comes from armies. So we are the miracle and the moral power and strength and soul of the Most High. This human resource, this human wealth is the power. This wealth that comes from our numbers collectively. We become the army of the Most High, and we begin to prepare the human family to be the people of the Lord, the people of the Most High. Verse 18, Zacharias says to the angel, paraphrasing, I'm old, my wife is old, how can we have a child? Verse 19, and the angel answers to them, I am Gabriel, I stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak to you about glad tidings. The word Gabriel means messenger of God, if I have it correctly. Oh, excuse me, man of God. So we say that this power is within every human being. A war in the African Hebrew, Gabriel, warrior of God, man of God. And the word God is El, having to do with strength and mighty. So all of us are mighty. This is a masculine noun, but we, the human family, operate on masculine and feminine polarity, dialectics, opposites, the self realized in the opposite of the self, thesis and antithesis producing synthesis. So all of us are warriors, men and women of the Most High. So Gabriel says, I stand in the presence of the Most High. And the presence of the Most High is in every facet of the universe. Now, he says, I show these glad tidings. This is good news to the poor, good news to the oppressed. This has to do with that which we need in order to live a good and decent life. This is rooted in a word in the Greek, which is you, which means to be well off, to fare well, and to prosper. So this angel Gabriel is talking about that which will deliver the oppressed from all oppression. Let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.